Welcome to our Men's Day, kicking things off as usual. The Clinton Fire Department, Fire Chief Mike Brown with us, and we've got Battalion Commander, head of the BNS, and all around fill in whatever your job needs. Jeff Chapman with us. Is that a good title, Jeff? Fill in whatever you need. Chief, what are you talking about? What do we need to talk about today? Well, good question. What's new in the fire department?
Well, what's new? There's always something going on. Busy as always. This January has been busier than past. We ended up last year with just a few calls less than the year before, which is the first time that's happened in a long time. Typically they've gone up, but now we're on kind of a blistering pace again, so we'll see how the year ends. But always busy. Lot of projects going on. We're still kind of finishing up the project we did last year, the fire sprinklers for all the fire stations. We're doing some construction work to clean that all up now, new ceiling tiles. That's going on right now, and that was all paid for with a grant. Got a new aerial truck coming at the end of May. Battalion Chief Atkinson and his committee have been working on that, and so we'll have the new truck coming, and then we'll be selling our old one, hopefully getting some good money out of that, and that'll be huge. I mean, that's a 20-year truck, so.
Bit about when you get a truck. What's the process to get you getting a new aerial truck?
Yeah,
it arrives in May. When did you start?
It's about a 2-year process. I mean, you know, you have the need. We anytime we get a new vehicle, it automatically goes into our records management system. We know this is the expected life of it. This is the expected replacement cost. So of course, the first thing you had to do is go to city council and get the funding, which is a big deal. For a truck like that, very expensive. And so you get that, and then we put together a committee who, you know, works on the specs, ask people what's worked on the old one and what do we need to do for the future. We looked at a couple different options with this. It's just a straight stick aerial ladder, 107 foot. We looked at one with a bucket on the end, but the new bucket was, it needs a little more tweaking before we go that route. And our other one has a bucket on it. So a lot of work goes into it, and we ended up with Pierce Manufacturing up in Appleton, Wisconsin, close to the Green Bay Packers, I might add. But it's gonna be a fine truck. The taxpayers will see the benefits of that truck for many years. Our ISO rating will see the benefits of it, so.
Well, it's replacing a aerial truck. How long have you had that in the 20 years, or how long?
It's a 1998. I think we got it at the end of 1997. So it's got its 20-year life, which is pretty good, and it's been a great truck. We're hoping that it still has some good resale value. We've got some feelers out for potential buyers. But you know, it does get to a point where we just found out we're going to have a repair bill on that truck. You know, for over $10,000, it gets to a point at where you start to really put money into them. Kind of like we're asking council in the budget process for a new ambulance, a third one. We have three, and this will replace our oldest one. And we have an ambulance that our city mechanic won't work on anymore because of it was a Ford 6.0 motor that they're horrible to work on. And the contractor that worked on it last time says he won't work on it again. So. Really kind of time where you're going to have to replace it or just get rid of it. So
is that one thing, maybe the public sees you with the ambulance calls, they see the fire trucks at the scene, but equipment, is that a big part of what you the department has to keep track of, because that rollover in equipment, what you need, how you work it, how long you've had it, that the public may not pay much attention to?
Yeah.
They just want to see your truck roll out of the station and get to the scene.
Well, one thing we want the public to know is that we're very appreciative of the good equipment that we have. And the city council's been wonderful to keep us well equipped that way. But we want the public to realize that we take extra measures to really take care of that equipment. We use a city mechanic for repair stuff. But a lot of the maintenance, all of the cleaning, and all of the detail of those vehicles, we do that all in-house. I mean, it's you don't leave a truck covered with salt. If you come back from a run and it's all covered with salt, you at least spray it off. So they're well maintained, and I think we've seen the benefits of that when we go to, if we resell one. When we get rid of one, they're either completely worn out, or there's some value left to resell them. So,
what's the difference between, I guess, numbers-wise? More your calls now, people think the fire department, you go answer fires, but you do ambulance calls as well. How's that break down? Which do you do more of?
We're over 80% EMS. I mean, we're doing a lot of EMS calls. But a lot of those EMS calls, there's rescue involved with them. There's, you know, it's not like just an ambulance service would go do them on their own. When people compare fire departments and compare numbers, we'll use Davenport as an example. Davenport doesn't have an ambulance transport. They have the same number of firefighters per capita as we do, but they don't transport and they don't bring any revenue in from their ambulance. Now they're called to go with the ambulance provider there. They go on the calls, they just, first response, but they don't transport and get the revenue out of it. So it's a good model that we use. It's good for our general fund.
We usually typically talk to smoke detectors. Are you still doing those? We talked about those now for a long time. Are you done?
No. We're still doing probably a couple homes a day. It's just become a regular part of our routine. It's something that we do every day. I'm glad you brought it up because I'm going to take this moment to plug the smoke detector project. When we started that in 2010, we raised money well beyond what we ever hoped to raise. We've used all that money. So if there are any organizations out there looking for a project, like a fundraiser project, that is a very beneficial program that needs some funds. We're still using our regular donations that come in. A lot of people will go out and put up smoke detectors and they'll give us a donation. But we're putting them in at a pretty good pace still, and it's awesome. It's awesome to see that most of the fire departments in the state have modeled that program. Many departments in the region, Wisconsin and Illinois, have modeled that program, and it's been a great thing.
Can you ever tell us, is there a payoff? Do you ever go to a fire where we put these smoke detectors in that helped?
Yeah, we've got one right in our glass display case at Central where it was one of our detectors that went off. Actually, the fire melted it eventually, but people got out because of the early notification. And I was just in Burlington this week doing some promotional assessments with them, and we were talking about some fires, and they just had one recently, an older lady who, she was able to call the fire department, but she perished in the fire because she wasn't able to call them until the fire was going, where had she had smoke detectors in her house, she would have got out. So they're so important, and we've had ours go off and save people, and it's a great thing. And we go in buildings now, Jeff knows, with the rental inspections, they see our detectors all over the place. So
that always makes you feel good when you hear those, that we see them out and about in the community.
It makes you feel good. It makes you realize that we're doing what we're here to do. I mean, we're firefighters, and we want, it's exciting to go to fires and put out fires and all that, but our real mission is fire prevention. I mean, that is, if we can prevent, if there's never another fire in Clinton, we've really done our job. So and our fires are down, and our fire deaths are hugely down from where they were 10 years ago.
Really, too, is a little PR says, I know you, well, you said your firefighters out on their trucks and put these up. A little public relations. They firefighters actually like going out and seeing the people and going in, actually talking face to face with folks.
They do, and we all do. I think it's really important for us to get out and see the community, the people in the community, people that pay our wages, and we all realize that they are the people that make it possible for us to work. But there is, especially the senior portion of our community, they really appreciate, and we're really a young workforce. Our fire department right now is, I think, 20 of 45 have 6 years or less. So we're a very young department. So it's good for them to get out and see the community, and it's good for the community to see them. And I think they're proud of them when they see them, both ways. So it's good.
We'll talk BNS with Jeff Chapman, but first, Chief, we have to get to the weather forecast. You know the routine.
I certainly do. It's time now for the Storm Track 8 weather forecast brought to you by Peterson Hagee Furniture.
Good morning, everybody. Waking up to warmer temperatures already in the 40s. We'll look for highs today well into the 50s. In fact, getting into the mid to upper 50s could get us a few record highs across the area. An isolated sprinkle can be ruled out and perhaps a shower after dark tonight. We're down to 34. Tomorrow's still pretty nice, highs of 49, but cooler as we head towards Sunday, partly cloudy and 34. Don't forget the Storm Track 8 weather app to track any of the showers and our forecast for the next 8 days. I'm Storm Track 8 meteorologist Eric Sorensen. And have a great weekend.
Chief, what are the stats here?
Well, currently we have fair skies and a temperature of 36 degrees. Winds are out of the south at 10 miles per hour. And this weather report on KROS has been brought to you by Peterson Hagee Furniture.
Redecorating your home takes more than just furniture. Accessories are very important. Just the right lamp or just the right picture can make all the difference in the world. We have a fine selection of quality accessories. When it comes to redecorating, make the quality choice at prices you can afford. Peterson Hagee Furniture in Clinton and DeWitt.
We are celebrating 2018 with a great pizza special. Our January pizza special, $11.49, a large one-topping pizza all day, every day in January of 2018. We're saying Happy New Year, and it's a Happy New Year pizza special, and we are saying thank you for a great 2017. Our pizza special, $11.49 at Rastrelli's Restaurant, 238 Main Avenue in the Lions neighborhood, 242-7441.
Today on our Rastrelli's Grapevine, we are visiting with Ann Eisenman from Clinton Community College, and it is a Burry's Gurry time. Ann, tell us about this year's event.
Hi, Dave. Well, we're really excited about the 37th annual Clinton Community College Burry's Gurry 4-mile run. And, you know, people can also walk on the day of the Burry's Gurry, so they don't have to feel like they're going to run that day. But it's going to be a beautiful, sunny, warm day on Saturday, February 3rd, and we're really excited about our 2018 event.
You mentioned you run, walk. What do they need to do if they want to participate?
Hey, they can just visit our website, which is eicc.edu/Burry, B-R-R-R-Y. And at that point, they can register for the race, or people could come into Clinton Community College, and they could pick up a race form, and they could register that way using a check or cash. Or there are even some flyers around at the various spots in town, such as the YWCA, the Clinton Area Chamber of Commerce, Planet Fitness, different places like that also.
And you mentioned February, you're hoping for nice weather, but it's held warm or cold?
It is held. You know, we've never canceled the Burry's Gurry in 37 years. And so, actually, this is our 37th. So we'll say that we won't cancel this year. But, you know, the weather's looking good now. We had a real cold snap, and we hope people were getting in their exercise. But now's the time people can get ready for the 4 miles. You know, if you're a walker, going out and walking at a pace that's convenient for you and that's comfortable is pretty easy to do. We do have a flat and fast race course, and so it just goes through some of our historic neighborhoods in Clinton, and it's flat, and people can just do it.
Once again, if someone gets registered or want information about the race, and how do they get that so they can get their name in?
That's right. They can contact me at Clinton Community College, Ann Eisenman, and our website again is eicc.edu/Burry. You know, feel free to visit the site or give me a call or stop into Clinton Community College. All of our folks on campus are aware of the race, and so people can direct them to me or they can answer the questions.
We have to throw a little plug in too. The race is a little bit of a fundraiser too.
It is a fundraiser. In fact, our students are really the winners as far as the Burry's Gurry goes. Students benefit through the scholarship program, and we offer a variety of Burry's Gurry scholarships, including the Jim Time Memorial Scholarship. And Jim was one of our early founders of the Burry's Gurry, which started in 1981.
Hey, thanks for coming in today, and we appreciate the time.
Okay, thanks.
And if you'd like to help promote something, give us a call here at KROS. We'll help you talk about those events. But we get back to the Clinton Fire Department. We're going to switch over down the road. Battalion Chief Jeff Chapman. Jeff, you're heading Building Neighborhood Services Department. Got to talk to the mayor about getting a better name for that department.
That's a mouthful.
Is that a mouthful?
That's definitely a mouthful. It's a busy, busy place. So, I mean, I guess the mouthful goes along with that. So,
tell us, what does that department do?
That'd
be a hard question.
It is a hard question. We do a little bit of everything. I think when people think of building neighborhood services, I think the first thing that comes to mind is building permits. You know, we do a pretty good portion of that would be building permitting. And speaking of which, we winding down on some projects. Lionel project just finished up. Fourth Avenue Loft Apartments just finished up. They're going to be putting people in them very soon. We're starting to wind up on some projects. The Washington Middle School project is starting to do some demolition on that. So we're starting to see some things move even earlier than we thought, you know, typically spring type things. And of course, if you drive by in, either on 3rd Street or 2nd Street, you can see the project coming out of the ground at the new jail. So that's part of what we do, the inspections that go along with all the permitting. Quite a bit of things happen in there with the break in the weather. We've actually got a couple roofs in the last week. People are working down 7th Avenue on a couple pretty good sized roofs that they're trying to get done before the weather turns again. But nuisance is probably our biggest. We have the rental housing in there, which is big in itself, but it stays pretty consistent with the numbers that we have, fluctuate up and down. If we get, I think we added, by the time the year's out, we're going to add probably 400 or 500 more rental units with the 4th Avenue Loft, the landing out by the casino. So that's always busy there with one inspector to handle that load. We do have some cross-training that's going on, so we use I like to call them code enforcement officers that are cross-trained both rental and the nuisance side. On the nuisance side, the two inspectors that I do have did over 7,000 inspections for nuisance last year. And to me, that's just, that number blows my mind that they were able to accomplish what they accomplished last year. And I think if you look around comparatively from 16 to 17, I won't name the blocks that I see every day, but it's the city looks better. And I think that we're starting to make some headway to get the city cleaned up in that area.
One thing you've been talking about, you mentioned before, grass. That always seems to be probably if not the biggest, one of your biggest complaint areas, grass that gets too tall. You're working on some plans there to hopefully kind of start addressing that, because that may be one of the most noticeable.
And we are working on that. And I think the biggest thing that I'd like people to understand is we're typically not getting grass on, rarely and occasionally we'll get grass on the citizens of Clinton that are just your normal go to work everyday citizens. The ones that we're typically dealing with over and over and over again are entities like LLCs that will own land that do nothing with it. So they'll buy up a tax certificate, or they'll buy up an empty lot, they'll buy up a house that's been placarded and on the verge of being demolition being done on it. They'll buy these up and they'll sit on them. And when they do that, I'm not quite sure what the draw is for that, but they don't maintain their properties. So we're seeing the same folks over and over and over again. And our attempt is to be able to streamline what we do, because the process is we get the complaint come in, we go verify the complaint, we placard the house for grass. We were having to send certified mail out the first time in a 365-day period, wait for the mail to come back, which could take 3 to 4 weeks, go back out. If it's still not too long, by this time it's 3 foot high, we send it to a contractor. Contractor get their bills back to us, we'd send a bill out. Well, if we can't find the LLCs and track them down to get them bills, 30 days that bill's not paid, we try to certify it to the county for lien on that parcel. The problem that we're having is these LLCs have it down. They're good at what they do, that every 45 days around there that they transfer that to another LLC that's a subsidiary of what their parent LLC is. And it's a big game, you know, to us it's not, because every time I look at that, the taxpayers are getting soaked taking care of people's property.
You know, hope to get that a little more streamlined so you can
keep up and
maybe, number one, maybe clean up the property a little quicker. Number two, get the bill out quicker so maybe there's a chance to collect a little money.
Yes, sir, and put a little teeth behind it. So if you do end up having to have us mow your grass, we're not just a cheap lawn service, which we've become. You know, to me, $200 to mow your lawn, it would hurt my pocketbook. It would make me want to continue to have my lawn cared for.
Too, about nuisance buildings, that still an issue?
It absolutely still an issue. When we're dealing with them, you'll see when through the council that we get this new list for 2000, the next demo list is coming out. We have identified almost 50 properties on that list alone. Now, will we get them all the demo? Probably not. But, you know, we're going through that process. And that process is a long process also. Obviously, if we're going to come and require you to tear down your home, we want to give you, you know, your opportunity to, you know, all your rights that we don't trample on them, that you're able to save that home if you can save it. So that's a long process, and we're still going through that.
We get done too, and the chief snuck in his plug for the Green Bay Packers. We got to get you picked for the big game. We have to call it the big game.
Okay, well, I'll give you mine for the big game. Eagles by a field goal.
Eagles, boy, you're pretty confident there. Are you a big football fan?
I'm a football fan, but this is one that I don't know if I've watched the game. But I think the Eagles will probably win that by 24-17.
You think it's just one of those years, kind of, see teams have those years?
They certainly look good against the Vikings.
Some of the Vikings fans,
Vikings fans aren't very
they may not be happy about that.
It's the Vikings that put the greatest quarterback in the NFL down for the year, so that was okay for me.
Are you gonna take some grief into you back in the office over comments like that?
Maybe.
Jeff quickly says, "Is there a question you mentioned building, and that may be one of the building permits nuisance? Contact your office.
Absolutely, you can any type of situation that you might have, whether it's building permits, you don't know if you need one or not, you have a rental problem with the landlord or landlord with the tenant." Or some type of nuisance, you can call the office 563-244-3360. Or to make it easy, you can go on the website, City of Clinton, www.cityofclintoniowa.us, under BNS, and we have several links on there that are that have some good information on rights for folks and download forms and things of that nature.
No, you've been doing it for a couple of years now. Did you know what you were stepping into?
Still don't.
Thanks, Fire Chief Mike Brown.
You bet.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
And hopefully, do you get back over to the fire station once in a while?
Every once in a while. I like to be
there. We let him in now and then.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good men's day.
Thank you.